It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community. Our good friend of the station, Jessica McClellan, the founder and president of Giving Hope and Help, as they prepare to host the 11th annual Feminine Hygiene Period Products Drive this Saturday. How are you doing today, Jessica?
I am wonderful, Julie. How are you?
Great, and so glad to be a part of this Saturday going on at Penn Valley, the Education Center. Jessica, share with our listeners how they can get involved and why you do what you do, sis.
We are so excited to share. Thank you for this opportunity to share. And, you know, I do what I do because period poverty is a real thing. Mm-hmm. And it's a world healthcare problem. And we are solving it with, you know, sharing with the community that they have an opportunity to bring period products to support domestic violence shelters and the survivors that live there, as well as women and girls in the community, administrators locally and across the globe, by just donating mm-hmm. period products. It's simple, it's easy, and we can make a difference together on Saturday, December
yes.
the 9th.
Going yeah. down noon till 4, new pads, tampons, menstrual cups, feminine wash, individually wrapped feminine wipes, panty liners, and more. In fact, we got the flyer at kfs.com. Check our events page. There's even a QR code, Jessica, where people can scan and get what's on your Amazon wish list.
Absolutely. Then make it simple. If you want to support in that way, you can do that. Or you can go to our website and make a donation on our website at givinghopeandhelp.org to support our mission to end period poverty. We've been doing this, Julie, for 11 drives. This is our 11th drive. Yeah. It's our 10th birthday. We launched November 30th, 2013. It's our birthday and my birthday celebration as well. So we're just asking everybody to come out. We're going to have some amazing, amazing things going on. We're going to have the Kansas City's largest period packing party going on.
Yeah.
We're going to offer menstruation education sessions to girls age 8 and up. And they're going to leave with period products and inspirational items.
Love it.
All free. We're going to have other nonprofits there in addition to domestic violence shelters there that will leave with a year or more supply, Julie, for their clients. So they're going to leave with that. And we just want to shout out to Hot 103 Jams and the KPRS family, KPRT family, because the drive that you did in October is supporting this drive Saturday. So all those products that people brought,
yeah.
they're going to go directly to the domestic violence shelters on Saturday.
We absolutely love it and love to be a part of the cause, fighting period poverty and helping survivors of domestic violence. Definitely something you're passionate about. We're passionate about it in conjunction with you, Jessica. If people want more information about what you do, not just this, but year round, give them the website because you got a lot going on, including helping domestic violence victims escape to a life of freedom.
Amen. We are excited about our newest initiative, A Way of Escape from Domestic Violence, scholarships and cancer support. Learn all the details and how you can support at givinghopeandhelp.org.
All right. We'll see you Saturday, Jess. Thank you, sis. Love ya.
Thank you. Love you. Be blessed.